Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Anything can be a dildo if you're adventurous enough.
Your mic's on.
Whoops.
Josh Blue in the studio tomorrow. Also, Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program. You can download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. There's an old Todd and Tyler app out there. It doesn't work anymore because it was invented in the 1800s, and it's no longer working. So if you're listening to that, there's plenty of other ways to listen to the show. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, TNTRadioEmpire.com. And if you hear an advertiser anywhere, mainly on the radio or the internet there, patronize the advertisers. That's what pays for the show.
That app was actually a rotary dial app.
Yeah, it was.
It doesn't work anymore.
It was rotary. I have an app. It sounds like that dude. It's like this, it's like Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes' agent there.
Bring in my app.
Yeah, you should maybe post something up on Facebook and Twitter about that.
Every day we get somebody saying something about that.
Because we thought those apps died a long time ago, right. But evidently they still functioned, and a lot of people still used them.
They did. They don't function now, this past week or so.
Yeah, we've made some kind of switch that finally killed them all. They should have been killed a long time ago. But TuneIn Radio, do I have this right?
Uh-huh.
TuneIn Radio has the live stream.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And the podcast.
I don't believe so.
Stitcher's
a podcast.
Stitcher's a podcast.
TNTRadioEmpire.com, you know.
TI5.com, I think, streams.
Z92.com.
And 104.1, the Blaze. Yep. I believe they live stream as well.
Was on this date in 1949, Northwest Airlines became the first airline in the United States to serve alcohol in flight.
Hey, that should be a holiday on this show. That should be a holiday on this show.
That was a groundbreaking moment in history.
That was it. That was great.
Were they laughed at or were they looked at as innovators immediately? I hope that they were looked at as innovators.
Yeah, I would think it'd be...
Or did the rest of the industry just scoff at them?
I don't know. Everybody drank back in those. Everybody drank all the time, for that matter, so...
Yeah, and the rank and file...
They probably had to put a note in there. As long as the pilots aren't drinking, everybody's cool. I bet you it was that. I bet you even the stewardesses, the owl donkeys, could probably sip some of that
At that point, I bet the pilots were allowed a certain amount.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I bet they were.
Yeah. Like, don't be too drunk.
You're trying to keep it to two.
They didn't have 0.7s. Yeah, just they had drinks. Yeah, drink levels.
Yeah, don't drink too much.
We'll like smell it in your breath. You can't get on the cockpit there.
Middle
Sit
class
the other seat
guy.
For a while till you sober up.
Yeah. I bet it wasn't that stringent.
I know.
Middle class families weren't flying back in 1949.
No. Everybody dressed up too. Now you wear flip flops as a dude. You're like an idiot. Nasty feet on a plane.
Hell, we had a bar cart in the cockpit until the 80s.
Although, that's a look with the, I'm sure.
Don't get on the plane.
A lot of college kids. But I saw that on.
Oh, Crocs.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, the kids are wearing Crocs.
The flip-flops with the socks.
Oh, that's coming back?
Oh, yeah.
That's like an idiot.
ASU's quarterback was walking into practice with flip-flops and socks.
Nah,
it's true. Are those slides?
Yeah, flip-flops
the slides
or slides?
The slides, yeah.
Okay, the slides I get.
Yeah.
But that's kind of
would be stupid. The sock would go and dent. Yeah.
Well, the slides with socks seems to be like that's an athlete thing. Like,
totally athlete.
It is.
You know, like they're carrying their spikes or whatever to practice.
Yeah.
Or, you
if
know.
You're not an athlete, don't do that.
No.
You're right. Because the socks are already on from sports. Yeah.
I do want one of those Arizona State backpacks though.
Backpack.
But they all have their names on them.
Yeah. That'd be great. It just says Todd on it.
Yeah.
You want that standing out, walking down the street with Arizona State backpack that says
pay
Todd.
For a custom-made one.
Can we get Todd safety?
Yeah.
We'll just have your position put right underneath it.
My niece played basketball at Northern Colorado, and they were an Under Armour school, and they got all kinds of gear.
Oh, yeah.
Every year. I don't know how many pairs of shoes she got every year. A backpack.
Backpack.
All kinds of cool swag.
Imagine what she would have gotten if she would have gone to a big time school.
Probably about the same. They were pretty generous.
Really?
Yeah. Because Northern Colorado is a Division I basketball program. They're not a Division I football program.
You're walking down the street with your backpack going, somebody taps you.
Hi, I'm Todd.
I know, I saw it in your backpack.
I just want one of those Arizona State backpacks that doesn't have a name on it.
Okay, I was going to say.
I don't think they make
those
available. A
big Todd on the back.
Those are available only to the athletes. They're specifically made for the athletes. Because I talked to us years ago. I got a hold of, I think it was like the equipment manager at Arizona State, because the game issued balls had the Arizona State logo on it. And I wondered if I could purchase one of those, and I was basically told to pound sand. The guy was not accommodating at all.
No, you have no pull down there.
Get out of here, long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if they were available for purchase.
You said. And guy goes, hello, athletic department.
Hi, I'm Todd.
F off. He probably gets that question a lot.
Oh, yeah.
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 Go F yourself, Todd.
Yep.
Sure you've heard this before, but go F yourself, Todd.
You could say that to a lot of people
Todd. Yeah.
For any number of reasons.
Right.
Yeah, people probably say
that was Todd's mom said
Todd,
that to him.
More often than not. Just,
hi, I'm Todd.
Something I said on the radio. Because I'm a lightning rod for controversy. I'm out there trying to shock everybody every day.
A jury is awarding a Sandy Hook massacre parent $450,000 in a defamation lawsuit. The father of six-year-old victim Noah Posner sued James Fetzer and Mike Palasek after they put out a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook.
Good. Hope they lose their ass.
In the book, they claim the massacre was faked by the feds.
Yeah, that's they're brilliant people.
I was going to ask who buys that book, but I don't want to know.
Idiots. Parents of victims.
Well, now you would know today.
Sure.
Because you just see it on your Facebook post.
I read that book.
Yeah.
Nobody died in Sandy Hook. Yeah.
Parents of victims have received threats by people who believe a conspiracy theory that the shooting was fake.
And also, Alex Jones, by the way, pimped.
Fetzer's lawyer said they plan to appeal the ruling. He says, Fetzer has the right to believe the shooting never happened, and the right to express his belief that the shooting never happened.
No.
This is a case where you can't make up your own facts if you're going to make a book about it.
Right.
You can post it all over social media, but you can't publish a book.
Also claim that this father of the victim had faked the death certificate.
They were actors. That's right. Crisis actors. Idiots. They went for that. The gun nuts said that. The crisis actors. I said gun nuts, not regular gun guys, but gun nuts called them crisis actors. That's pathetic.
Crisis actors.
Pathetic.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus, if you need a project, Mashable.com has 36 songs with La 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 in them.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we got more.
I actually thought of a couple.
Lay Lady Lay from Dylan. Lay 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 Lay.
Thought of a couple good ones myself, and I'm keeping them to myself.
But you wrote lawyer down again. You didn't say attorney. You just slipped again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I can do it, generally.
Yeah.
Except when I don't.
Oh, no, they stretch
like this.
Lawyers. Aren't we going to have enough of this tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Well, that's right. Because Josh Blue is going to be here, and he likes to make fun of people with speech impediments.
Specifically me.
Yeah, you mainly. Because he chose this for a profession.
It brings so much joy to him, man.
It did choose you, right?
He's so happy when he hears those.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
one's
just.
But he's also harsh. He doesn't just laugh with Craig. He laughs at Craig.
Well, yeah. So do we.
Yeah, I know that.
It's songs.
But you think a guy who has his own affliction, CP there, would be a little kinder, but not Josh.
No. I think a guy with his jackals. I think a guy with his own affliction needs somebody else to laugh at occasionally.
Yeah, you punch.
There you go.
Yeah, he's punching down at you, Craig.
Yes.
Oh, the piece they did on CBS Sunday Morning about the Chicago White Sox announcer. He's got cerebral palsy.
Yeah, it was an amazing story, too. Yeah.
And he kind of walks like Josh.
But he doesn't stutter.
No, not at all.
You can't when you're a baseball announcer. He doesn't
when you're a broadcaster, that's not allowed.
He's not allowed as a broadcaster. He's an excellent broadcaster, too. Well.
Okay, it actually says songs with la-las, na-nas, and other nonsense syllables.
Well, we know there's a bunch in your head. You start thinking about it.
When the songwriter couldn't come up with words, but really liked the melody.
Right.
Brown Eyed Girl has la 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 la. That might work. Love and Touch and Squeeze and is na 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 na.
That's na na, not la 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 la.
Third Eye Blind, Sandwich Arm, Kind of Life.
They sing la la la.
Those are doot doots.
Yeah.
That's doots, yeah. That's doot doots. Craig doesn't stutter when he says doot.
Well, yet.
That'd be tough to stutter on the word doot. Lawyer is a little more complicated.
Apparently.
I don't know Paris, Ooh La La by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, but
we need some people, everybody knows.
She's still hot. No, we just need La La La's.
Yeah, no, but you need the song that everybody understands, like Lawyers and Guns and Money, you know.
Well, it's even better if it actually has the word lawyer in it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that one's just a home run right off the bat.
Yeah. Oh.
You're right, Craig. I'll lay off that until Josh Blue gets here.
Lawyer songs.
Lawyers in Love.
And that was actually...
Lawyers in Love.
Audible there, Tyler.
I know.
Good one.
And you can see it, too, if you look real closely. That's brutal. That's the gumbo coming out.
Oh,
I had some gumbo at a restaurant last night. Yes.
Oh, I love that
stuff. So you'll enjoy it here in a second.
Good.
Secondhand. And
out of it.
You might be able to taste that one. That actually tastes like sausage and shrimp gumbo right there.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I love that stuff.
Yeah, especially coming back out. As I was eating
less
it, as I was eating it, I was thinking of you guys.
Thank you.
It's good that nobody else has to sit in that chair the rest of the day. Oh, wait.
They do.
Oh. I know you guys. You and Petey have been just destroying this place recently. And I've been laying off. I've been slacking off.
You have.
I ordered the gumbo almost on purpose.
You have been slacking off.
My family is embarrassed at my lack of audible farts on the air.
Mm-mm.
I probably contribute the least.
You do.
But you stink just as much as anybody else does, for damn sure.
Yeah, but they're just not audible.
Yeah. You're afraid of the squirts, aren't you? Because you really got to just go for it.
Oh, no. I think I'm pretty in touch with that. I know when to be careful. When to not throw out a tester.
One man's Halloween display in North Fulton County, Georgia, features a scarecrow / pumpkin man.
Uh-oh.
I'm turned around with its pants partially pulled down.
I see that.
Mooning people as they pass by.
I think it's cute. By the ass is two pumpkins.
Right.
It's not like one of those fake butts you can buy. Plastic butts or something like that.
Yeah, is a pumpkin.
But even I wouldn't care that. That'd be kind of funny. But these are just pumpkin. Is anybody bitching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Think of the children, Tyler.
I am, and they think it's funny. It ain't like the front of it's got a big penis gourd hanging out, which would even be better.
Yeah, the HOA asked him to take the display down.
Oh, HOA. Screw them. You tell the HOA to shove it up their ass. I have.
How'd they respond?
But they can't do anything about it.
One of the worst things to come into modern society. Homeowners associations.
Yeah. Now, in certain situations, you know, you don't want a freaking a car in the front lawn with the wheels taken off. So I understand that. But just crap like this, come on. It's pumpkin ass. I saw it. That was cute.
Yes, it's funny. It's a good one.
And they're not even painted white or anything. They're just still orange. It's an orange ass.
Yes.
And it's still, you can tell it right away. It's pumpkins. Just the jeans are pulled down.
Yeah. It's obvious.
Right.
Yep. Those guys never better go to Hooters because there's orange asses all over the place.
This guy says he's put the same display up outside his home on and off for the last decade. Not every year, but a lot of them.
Right. Sherry
says people laugh.
We're sensitive.
People taking pictures, people stopping their cars, having a good time.
And they stop and go, hey, it's Halloween. I forgot about that.
But now the HOA sent him an email that said, we've had more new neighbors with small children move in, and they are finding it offensive.
They've never lived in a neighborhood with pumpkin ass before.
Kids have never seen an ass before. Yeah, they had their parents.
He put up a sign saying that the display has been censored. Hasn't decided yet if he's going to leave the
he
sign
He should
up.
Put a penis gourd and turn that thing around. And
that's
just say,
a good point.
Now call me.
Penis gourds for everyone.
Right, because they look like big penises. I'm supposed to tell you that. With, like, lumps all over them.
Yeah, these same children use the eggplant emoji to indicate a penis.
Oh, come on. I just found the picture.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Come on.
It's so unbelievably cute and just stupid.
This is uptight, bored housewife who needs something to bitch about.
Yeah, the HOA just said,
Come on.
This is fun. I understand when they hang dummies from trees, it look like the people, actually real people hanging. That's scary as hell as far as I'm concerned. I understand that, maybe, because that's kind of my insensitive to a certain group of people.
Unless it's Obama.
Lynching.
That's all right.
But just anything scary in your yard, is that's what Halloween's about, man. This isn't even scary. It's goofy.
Craig, take some notes here. Tuesday, I've been informed, is International Stuttering Awareness Day.
Well, we're going to make extra fun of Craig that day.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow with Josh Blue. We'll try to stop Josh.
Yeah.
He's mean. He's
Monday, we'll give you a break.
He's a rabid dog.
But Friday and Tuesday,
right.
We got to find some more songs. Treat the audience to some new. Deck the Halls is fa la 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 la.
Right.
La
right,
la
right.
La. I thought we could go seasonal there.
Not everyone knows it's fa la 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 la.
La 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 la. It's fa la 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 la. It does end with la la la.
Yeah, there's a la la la.
Fa la 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 la. It's we don't do that till December though. We don't start Christmas early around here.
And if you search penis gourd,
yes,
and look at the images, it's funny.
It is.
A lot of gourds are like penises.
No, there are tribes in New Guinea that use them to cover themselves.
Oh, like a sheath?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What for? Yeah, but that's how they cover it.
Right, because they're form-fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Tie a string around it, wear a penis gourd around your junk?
Yes.
Cool.
Or do you put it inside the gourd?
Yeah.
Is it like a sheath?
Yeah, sheath. That's what
it is.
Yeah. That's even thicker than a cousin rubber, then. Might hurt the recipient.
It's a lot thicker than a cousin rubber.
The recipient might be in pain, though.
Puss couldn't type penis gourd in fast enough.
No, I'm still trying to post a pumpkin ass.
Jeremiah says an orange ass with a red baseball cap. That may be controversial.
Oh, yeah, we can't have that.
You don't want to have that. You're just going to start trouble if you do that.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Disrespectful.
Great news. Chipotle is going to be paying its employees to get a degree. They want to attract and hang on to talent.
Employees
who've been at the company for at least 120 days and work a minimum of 15 hours a week can choose from 75 different degree programs.
When I got college, I paid my share.
The employees have to stay with Chipotle while they're in school and then stay working at Chipotle for at least 6 months after they get their degree.
Nobody paid for
anything. It should suck as much as it did when I was growing up.
Everything. Everything on the social media is that.
It seems to be.
Right.
Yeah, I saw one the other day that Target bumped up. I don't know if it was everywhere. $15 an hour.
Yeah, but the downside is apparently they're cutting some hours.
Cut their hours.
Dumbasses.
Well, what did they want?
Yeah.
Well, they wanted $15 an hour and the same amount of hours they were working.
Exactly,
before.
Right.
That's what they wanted.
Yes.
So, jeez. There's the answer to your question. What do they want?
So did Target not need them working that many hours in the first place?
Evidently not.
Well, you know, those stupid self-checkouts are costing jobs, man. People are avoiding them for trying to save jobs. I like that idea.
I like to avoid the self-checkouts.
So do I. Problem is, I've been checking them out recently because they don't have anybody waiting.
Yeah, that's so the thing that'll get you.
They're forcing you. Now, there's a line at self-checkout, which is crap.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for self-checkout.
I've done it.
And the problem is, they only have one person waiting in line. So they're forcing you to fire people.
The last few times I've done it,
not
I've
just
noticed,
Target, everywhere, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, because I'll go to the self-checkout with alcohol.
Yeah.
And that needs somebody's attention.
Well, they come over then. They come over then.
They do.
Yeah.
They come over quicker than if you would go through a checker.
Well, but the checkers are still, I still think that the self-checkouts are costing jobs. No.
Yeah. They are. We just got to figure out other jobs for them in this new way of doing things.
Every other time I go to the self-checkout, though, it messes up.
Oh, yeah.
Every other time, it messes up.
I had
up.
It happen to me the other day.
Messes up all the time.
I forget what the deal was.
Right. Yeah, in any store, for that matter.
I've had pretty good luck, except at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to Walmart very often, but Dad lives close to a Walmart. And every time, there's self-checkout there. The Walmart in Surprise, Arizona.
Plus, everybody, there's 100, and they don't know how to use that crap anyway.
No.
What's a barcode?
Well, that's the problem.
Right.
They all screw up, and somebody's got to come over and fix all of them.
And then they start talking about their day.
Yeah.
I was behind some lady, and she was paying with a check, too, and she was also discussing, and actually, person waiting on her was an old lady too, and they were having a full-on discussion, and I'm just standing there and I'm thinking, you're lucky I'm a nice dude, and I am in public, not right here. I'm not.
I bet your displeasure was noticeable
on my face, probably. Yes.
Yeah,
but they weren't paying attention to me at all. They didn't even look at me. They were having a discussion, not even caring that I was standing in line, because it was two old ladies having a discussion.
Yeah. Jimmy's sometimes going to college next Tuesday.
They didn't really know each other, but they went into that old lady speak where they just knew what they were wanting to talk about. Jimmy's in college. That'd be grandkid Jimmy, by the way. You know, crochet, whatever the hell they're talking about. You know, Huskers, that crap.
Needlepoint Club.
Whatever. But they are in full-on conversation, not caring that I'm standing right there.
When that happens to me, sometimes I just like to
jump in. Move it along, bitches. Right.
I just like to jump. I like to contribute to the conversation. Oh, where's Jimmy going?
Yeah.
I have questions for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that just prolongs the pain.
It does.
Yeah, if you were in a meeting, we would shoot you.
Yeah. Don't raise your hand, dumbass.
Well, I'm the only one waiting.
No, you like waiting?
And then another younger woman behind me came to line. I looked back at her. We make to look at each other.
I just saw Pumpkin Man and Joe Buck would be very upset. What you do is you put a Randy Moss jersey on that guy, and Joe Buck would say, "I have never seen such a disgusting display."
Yeah, he's been paying for that ever since,
in
man.
In my history of my broadcast career.
That's disgusting. A fake mooning by Randy Moss. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.